This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Liz Lemon.
Welcome to Good Neighbor Podcast. Are you in need of some Ghostbusters? Surprisingly, it might be closer than you think. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing your neighbor, Jason Bro, with Western Mass Ghostbusters. How are you doing, Jason?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Great. We are excited to learn all about you and your business. Tell us a little bit about your business.
Well, we're not really a business. We're just a charity group that goes and tries to raise money for various charities across New England. We started out back in 2015 as the Springfield Ghostbusters, and then we realized that we weren't just centrally located just to Springfield, so we were all part of Western Mass, so they changed the name to Western Mass Ghostbusters. I joined the group about three years ago, and it's been a blast. We love just getting together and trying to raise funds for the community. We've done food fundraisers for Lorraine Soup Kitchen out of Chicopee. We've helped out the Western Mass Food Bank and various other charities groups that we try to contribute to, such as the Shriners, etc.
How did you get into the business?
Well, me personally, my car has Ghostbuster logos on the side panels where the doors are. I've always been a big Ghostbuster fan, and one day I was coming out of work and I noticed a little note. It kind of looked like a ticket on my car, and it was like, "Hey, we noticed you're a fan. Message us and maybe you'd like to join a group. We're a charity organization." And I logged in to it was a Facebook account, and I logged in, and they pretty much were like, "Okay, well, this is what we're about. If you want to come meet us, you can." Or as part of an initiation, if you set up a charity event, and we can actually, we'll all go there, and that will be your initiation into the group. Well, it didn't even take long, because I work at Pins, which if you're a fan of this show, I just did an interview with you a couple weeks ago. And so I set up a fundraiser event there. All the guys came. The group loved the atmosphere that Pins brought, and we had a lot of people come in. We raised about $400, I think, that day. And I've been a member ever since.
What are the myths and misconceptions in the Ghostbusters industry?
Do we really hunt ghosts? As far as we... And people see my car, they're like, "Oh, you're a Ghostbuster? I know a place that's haunted." I'm like, I just play one on TV. That's whenever anybody asks us that, we're like, "Well, you know the movies, right?" That's what we're big fans of movies. We all have uniforms. Most of us have proton packs. We have a guy that actually makes his own gear, and he distributes it to the group, or he actually has his own prop shop that he calls, and he sells Ghostbuster gear too.
Outside of work, what do you do for fun? This sounds fun.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, I'm sorry. For some reason, the phone just messed up. I heard outside of work.
Outside of work, what do you do for fun?
Well, I don't consider Ghostbusters to be my work. Ghostbusters is my passion and my hobby. I'm a big, I'm a big Ghostbuster fan. I collect Ghostbuster figures, wrestling figures. Big movie buff, spending time with my kids.
Let's change gears just for a moment. In the Ghostbusters industry, can you describe one hardship or life challenges that you rose above and can now say because of it you're better and stronger? What comes to mind?
Not much. Like I said, in the Ghostbusters group, there's not really been much hardships or whatnot. That's pretty much what clears my head. If I start just thinking about other ways that we can get
out into the community to help people, and to get us noticed, where so people will want us to come help them raise money for any like organizations that they're running. That's pretty much, like I said, the Ghostbusters thing is pretty much what I do when I'm not working.
What is the one thing you wish our listeners knew about Western Mass Ghostbusters?
That we're here to help. Like I said, we like to do fundraisers. We just want to help and contribute to the community the best we can. We have a fundraiser coming on the 23rd because there is a new movie coming out. So we are helping raise funds for the Agawam Cinemas on the 23rd. You can come meet the Ghostbusters and then watch the new movie.
How can our listeners learn more about Western Mass Ghostbusters?
You can follow us on Facebook, Western Mass Ghostbusters. We have our website. I believe it's called westernmassghostbusters.org. If you follow us on Facebook, we're posting every day.
Great. Well, Jason, I really appreciate you being on the show, and we wish you and the Western Mass Ghostbusters the best moving forward.
Thank you very much. And if you're at the parade this Sunday in Holyoke, we will be marching in the parade.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnppalmer.com. That's gnppalmer.com. Or call 413-414-5940.